Com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We're getting a lot of rain out there. And we're just about through with the new year. Next Friday, we start a whole new season, so that if we can help you to put your garden away and maybe talk about some of the problems that you had during 2009, so that when 2010 begins, we can be ahead of the game, give us a call. Let's work together, and that way we will have less troubles in the year to come, depending on what Mother Nature has to throw our way. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jeff on the line, who's calling about his grass.
Jeff, good morning.
And good morning.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hi.
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
I'm on Cape Cod, and we got blasted on this last snowstorm. My yard got about 13 inches of snow, and a funny thing is happening. I'm looking out my window right now, and I've noticed this the past two winters also. My snow melts quicker on my lawn than my neighbor's, and it's been bugging me why, and I think I have it figured out. I do the mulch, the leaves thing, where I mulch all my leaves and leave it on the grass. And I don't fertilize my lawn during the summer because the mulch leaves feed it all summer. I have a partly shaded yard. And I think that my snow melts quicker than the others because of the microbial action underneath the surface. What do you think about that?
Well, I totally agree with you. For the last 3 or 4 years, we have had a man called Jeff Lowenfels. Him and his partner have developed the macroscope. But Jeff and his partner in gardening have written a book called Teeming with Microbes. And when he first started coming on, he always told everybody the worst thing that you could do is to rototill your garden, because all these microbe colonies have all become established, and when you rototill, you break them all apart, and they have to start all over again. And then in the fall, he started telling everybody, do not rake up your leaves unless they're really, really thick. But if you can mow them, grind them all up with your lawnmower blade, it feeds the microbes, and it creates its own fertilizer. And especially for you living on Cape Cod, your soils traditionally on Cape Cod are on the sandy side. I used to live in Scituate, just off Cape, 10, 15 minutes, and we were the same way. We had a lot of sand. The ground would dry up a lot sooner during the summer than it did in other areas. And by grinding up the leaves, you are now beginning to build a top layer of organic matter that holds the moisture in the ground. It feeds the microbes. And if the microbes are fed, then they, in turn, help the grass plants to grow better. So the better you can activate what you don't see in the ground, the better your gardens, the better your lawns are going to be naturally. And more people have been trying this. And the last couple of years, this mycorrhizal technology has really taken off. And you're finding it every place now because it really does work. So, yep, I totally agree with you that if you can do things like that, it's going to make everything work and grow better. And you'll end up using a lot less chemicals for insect problems, for disease problems, and you're going to use less fertilizer on your lawn, so that it will save you money. So instead of feeding your lawn four times, you could probably do it two or three times, and that will save you quite a bit of money. So whatever you put into the soil, it's going to give it back to you, and it's working. Think of this. Have you ever seen a compost pile that you've made in the fall? You've collected all your weeds, all your grass clipping, leaves, pine needles, all of the plant debris from your flower and vegetable garden. You put it in a big, huge pile. And by the time the following spring comes, the pile is half the size because it's been breaking down. The microbes have been working on it. And even during the winter, you'll get some snow, and on the very top of your compost pile, you can actually see the ground, the top of the compost pile exposed, because it creates heat in that breaking down process. So it's almost like a volcano effect. The heat rises to the highest part of your compost pile, melting the snow faster. In your lawn, especially on Cape Cod, where you don't get as cold of a weather as you do in northern New England, it probably is melting the snow that much faster. So I do agree with you. Whatever you put in the soil is going to give it right back to you.
Yep.
Jeff, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that.
Good.
Jared, who's up next?
We have open lines right now.
Okay, so if you have a gardening question, the time to call is right now, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about a trip to Croatia. We're going in April. Well, I just got a phone call yesterday from the travel agency, and they've told us there is one room left. The trip is basically sold out. There was one room for either a single person or double. And if you'd like to get some information, joining us in Croatia is an absolutely beautiful country. It used to be Yugoslavia. So it's not something that's fairly new. It's been around for a long, long time. It's a beautiful part of the world. And the time of the year where we go, the temperatures are going to be great for visiting. You're within 2 hours of Venice, and that's one of the options, is to go to Venice to spend the day. But if you'd like to get some information or join us, again, there's one cabin left, 888-997-2628. Give that number a call, 888-997-2628, and they'll give you some information about this trip. But again, there's only room for one more room is available. We do a lot of traveling to visit everything by bus, and the bus will only hold so many people. But there's room for two more. That's it. Now, those of you that received potted plants for Christmas, get yourself on a good step for success. And when you go out to visit the nurseries, the garden centers, or to do some shopping, pick up a fertilizer like Osmocote. It's a time-release pellet, and if you do it right now, you won't have to fertilize your plants for 6 months. So if you've got a Schefflera, a ficus, if you brought a hibiscus in, you have a hanging basket with a spider plant or an English ivy, and you traditionally forget to feed them, pick up these Osmocote pellets, put some in the container, and every time you water for the next 6 months, they're going to be fed. And they'll be much, much better looking during the winter. They'll have a greener color. You'll actually get some new growth from them. A lot of us during the winter, we forget about the houseplants. We don't think of it as gardening, but it is. And caring for a houseplant indoors during the winter can be as much work as caring for a garden. One thing that you can do that will help your indoor plants more than you can imagine is to wash the leaves. Now, think of this. You vacuum the rugs, you dust the furniture, and when you dust the coffee table with the pledge, and you look at the rag, it's all brown, right? That's just dust that's in the air of your home, especially if you have forced hot air. Every home has it. Doesn't matter how clean you keep it, you always have dust in the air. Have you ever washed the foliage of your plants? If you do, it's going to be tremendous change in that plant's growth. Because if the leaf is covered with dust, it's blocking the light that's trying to get into the leaf. And you're going to find they're going to grow a lot better. So a little bit of mild soap like Pledge or Dawn on a soft cloth. Just rub the leaves, get the dust off, and they will be beautiful. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,084.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,114.66, $557.33 for a half ounce, or $278.66 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,114.66, $557.33, or $278.66.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-6- 686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. I can't, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Melissa on the line, who's calling about live Christmas trees.
Melissa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. All right, here's my question. We purchased 2 live Christmas trees with the root balls and all that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, we have them inside. We decorated them and all that. And we were talking to my sister-in-law over Christmas, and she insisted that they need to be outside, and but we're afraid to put them out now. We can't dig into the ground. So what should we do to care for the tree?
Okay.
We're worried about stocking the tree.
Okay. The Christmas tree does have to go outside because okay. if you keep it in the house during the winter, it's going to start to grow. So... and don't worry about planting it now. It's you'll be a lot better off waiting until the spring. So what I want you to do, a day like today, I mean, it's raining, it's 40 degrees outside, it's absolutely perfect from taking a tree that's been in a house that's 65 to 70 degrees, and it can adjust to the changes real, real quick. But what you want to do is this. Take the tree. Put it up against the house, a tool shed, a garage, a stockade fence, where it will be sheltered from some of the sunlight and from the wind. And just put it outside up against the building or a structure. Cover the root ball with bark mulch. If you've got some leaves, pine needles, anything like that, 2 or 3 inches thick to kind of insulate that root ball so that it doesn't freeze and thaw all winter long. And then in the spring, plant it. But the main thing that you need to do right now, Melissa, is get it outside and put it someplace where it's going to be sheltered from wind and from sun. So if it can have shade all winter from the fence or from the garage, like on the north side of your house,
okay.
Or stick it if you've got a planting of evergreens. Put it in between the other evergreens just to buffer the wind. And then when the rain stops and the things dry up, if you can have temperatures in the mid-30s or warmer, get some wilt proof or wilt stop and spray the entire tree with it. This is an anti-desiccant, and it will plug up all of the pores, preventing it from losing moisture during the winter. And then in mid to late March, when the frost is gone, the snow's gone, then get outside and plant it just like a new tree. You can do it in April or May, but, you know, as soon as you can get in the ground, put it in the ground. And over the years, you can build yourself a beautiful privacy hedge, a noise barrier. And you can say, here's the tree we did in 2009, there's 2010, and it'll get bigger and bigger. And it's an awful lot of fun. So you should be okay, but it does have to go outside. And, you know, if it was the type of day where we were getting a foot of snow, then you could put it in your garage or in your tool shed. But because it's nice, put it outside now, and you'll be in great shape.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, my other question is about fertilizing. Anything specific in the ground once the hole is dug we should use?
When you get ready to plant it, put some compost in or peat moss or manure, some form of organic matter. And then what I like to put in, and I've had incredible results, is a fertilizer that contains mycorrhizae. Now, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone have something called Biotone. And Biotone is a mycorrhizae fertilizer. Mycorrhizae is a type of bacteria that naturally lives in the ground, except they have created this in their laboratories. They have grown it. And when you mix it in the ground at the time of planting, it will double the size of that root system every single year. I put some around some Crimson King red maples 2 years ago. And in the spring, my maples that normally grow 6 to 8 inches grew 22 inches in 1 year. It's incredible. Mycorrhizae, Organica, or Espoma. Both companies have it. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrott Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jerry on the line, who's calling about fertilizing.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year.
To you too, sir.
Thank you. I have two questions. The first one is, I have a liquid fertilizer which I purchased this past fall so I could put on in my garden this coming spring. Now, I mm-hmm. plant different types of vegetables. I was just wondering if this fertilizer, lime, would cause some vegetables not to grow more than others. And the second question is about our varieties. Could you answer my first one first?
Okay. Now, this is a fertilizer or is it lime?
Lime. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's liquid lime.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Liquid lime is something that you should put in your garden every year, especially if you live from Georgia up, because the soils are going to be acidic. Once you cross the Mississippi and you head towards the West Coast, their soils are just the opposite. So in the northeast quarter, from Minnesota to Maine, Maine to Georgia, and southwards, we need to add some lime every single year. What you want to do is to give it a real good shake and put it on. And in New England, for example, you cannot put too much limestone. The only plants that really love an acid soil in your garden would be blueberries. Other than that, everybody in the garden likes either a slightly acidic to neutral soil. Potatoes, for example. If you lime your soils every single year, and you start to see that the it's called the pH, the measurement of the acidity is on a scale from 0 to 15, 7 being neutral, and it's called the pH scale. And potatoes do better on the acidic side. So if you're going to be growing potatoes, don't lime every year. Every second or third year would be fine. Tomatoes, peppers, they love a sweet soil. And if your soil is really acidic and you're growing tomatoes, what's going to happen is you get a disorder called blossom end rot. And blossom end rot is when you pull your tomato off the plant, on the bottom of your tomato, there's like a rotted spot, or it looks like a big bruise, and it's all black. That will also happen with some of the squashes. So if you can put the lime down, it will really help. Plus, if your soil is sweeter, more phosphorus fertilizer is available to the plant. And the more phosphorus that is available, the more they flower. For flowering plants, that's great. For vegetables, that's good, because if there's no flowers, there's no vegetables. Okay?
Okay.
What was your second question?
How about if I put manure over the garden? Would that be of any help?
Manure is wonderful. All of your farmers, that's what they do. As soon as the ground freezes, They'll take their manure spreaders and they'll put it on their fields. And it sits there all winter. The rains wash in all of the goodness. But the one thing that you want to be careful for, Jerry, is make sure that it's well aged. If you get fresh manure and you put it on your garden and it hasn't had a chance to compost and break down, whatever that horse or cow ate, because it hasn't had a chance to create heat and kill the seed, whatever he ate is going to come up in your garden. So you could have a vegetable garden that could be full of grasses, oat, wheat, rye, barley, could all come up in your garden. So if it's well rotted and it's aged at least 6 months, you can put it on top of the garden 3-4 inches thick, rototill it in, and you're in wonderful shape. But make sure that it's well aged, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, the second question is in regards to arborvitaes. I planted about 5 years ago a row of arborvitaes, and out of the whole row, three didn't really grow. I retransplanted a new one, and again, it did not grow. I do have blue spruce next to these three. I was just wondering if this would be the cause of them not growing.
How close to the blue spruce are these arborvitaes planted?
They're almost touching it.
They're almost touching it. And how big is the blue spruce?
It was about, I just cut it down because I thought it might cost it. It was about 20 feet high.
Yeah. The thing that probably happened is you've got a blue spruce that's 20, 25 feet tall, and it's got a massive root system because it's been in there for a long time. You're putting in a plant that the root system has been cut, and it has to redevelop a whole new root system. So what's happening is the established plant is stealing the food and the water from this new plant at a very quick rate. So traditionally what you would have to do is the plants, near the blue spruce should get watered more often than the others. They should be fertilized more often and kind of pampered. Once they get caught, then they can live in harmony with the big blue spruce, and then you should be all set. But whenever you get competition, the one that's already there and already growing has the advantage over a new plant, because a new plant has not had a chance to send out its roots, and it's fighting all the time with the established plant. So just pamper it, and they will catch up to the others that are further away from the blue spruce. Jerry, thank you for the call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Michael on the line, who's calling about his pepper plants.
Michael, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I've got five pepper plants that I grew in containers in my backyard, and I got plenty of flowers, buds, and tiny peppers, but because of the lack of sun we had this year, they didn't go much further. So in the fall, I wanted to stretch the season, and I started covering at night with a sheet to prevent the frost damage. And then one night I forgot to do it, and I lost quite a few leaves on the pepper plants. And then I decided to take them in, and I put them, this is for the first time I brought them indoors. Usually I just let the pepper plants, you know, die off in the fall. But this time I brought them in and put them in an unused room that has a couple of south-facing windows. The temperature in there is about 60 to 65 degrees. And I cut off all the dead leaves, the frost-bitten leaves. And there's a few leaves on some of the plants. I think one or two of them have hardly anything. I've been watering them, giving them some Miracle-Gro. Do you think I'm wasting my time, or you think I can put them out in the spring and they'll come back to life?
Well, my father always did that. He always grew peppers in like a 5-gallon bucket, and he would bring them in, and like you, he had a couple of windows that faced south, and he would put them right there. And when they would make flowers during the winter, he'd take a little, like a little artist brush, and he would pollinate the flowers. He'd tickle the flowers from bloom to bloom to bloom. And he would get a few peppers during the winter. And then in the spring, he'd knock them out of that bucket and plant them in the garden. And I'll tell you, that second year, that pepper plant was like 3.5 feet by 3.5 feet, and it was loaded. So as long as the plant looks like it's coming back, if you can pamper it, give it a little bit of fertilizer every now and then, give it plenty of sunshine, it will slowly rebuild all of the damaged parts of that plant. But if you look at the plant and there's 50-60% of it is gone due to the frost, then I would just say, well, I gave it a shot, I missed it by one night, and try something again next year. But peppers love heat, and peppers love the sun. And this year, I mean, just think of how many days that broke 90. Less than a handful of days broke 90 the entire summer. We had a lot of rain. We had a lot of cloudy weather. And it was cooler than normal. So this was not a good pepper year. Jared, who produces this show, lives in Minnesota. And he grew peppers in the earth box, that window box, that giant window box.
Yes.
And you should see the pictures that he sent me of his peppers. So maybe what you should do is talk with Jared off the air, and he'll tell you what he did. He grew red peppers and yellow peppers and jalapenos and all that kind of stuff, and it just blew my mind. This is the first year that he's done any gardening, and he gets a triple A rating from me. I've never seen anything like it. He's good.
Oh, the frost
He'll be a
damage.
Good gardener. Some.
Right,
the frost damage.
It killed the most little leaves, but the stem is very green. So if the stem is alive, will the plant survive without any leaves for a while?
It will, but that's right. If you can feed it and you give it plenty of light, if it doesn't respond in the next 2 or 3 weeks, then forget it, because you need to have leaves for that plant to continue to grow. But if it's just a bare stem with no leaves, it isn't going to come back. But give it another couple of weeks. You've waited this long. Give it a couple of weeks and see what happens.
Well, one or two of the plants, I can see some tiny leaves near the base sprouting up. So that's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Okay, thank you very much for all your help.
Thank you, and good luck. And let us know how you make out, okay?
I will.
Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Barbara on the line, who's calling about her quince bushes.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club.
Hello, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Happy holidays. Good new year to you to come.
Yes, and I hope that my quince bushes will do something different this year than they did for the past 3 years.
What's happening?
Well, I tell you, I've planted three of them. Two are the same variety, and one was a different. And each year, they've been growing, but each year the only blossoms that I get are at the very bottom of the bush. Nothing happens to anything on the, the outlying bushes of the branches.
Where do you live, Barbara?
Kennebunkport.
Okay. Is it planted up against a building or a fence, or is it in the middle of the yard?
Well, two are closer to a building, and one is in the yard.
Okay. I live in Kennebunk also, and I have a quince plant in my backyard, and it's sheltered. There's the house on one side, a stockade fence on the other, and the third is all trees.
Mm-hmm.
And most years, I get flowers from the ground up about halfway. What I would do when we get some nice weather, temperatures around 30 or higher, spray the branches with wilt proof or wilt stop, and you can get that at any Agway or garden center, and that will help a great deal. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants...
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Linda on the line, who's got a few questions about some potted perennials.
Okay. Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm finally here as a permanent resident.
Good.
Still working out of boxes, though, but here. The first question I want to ask is, on the vineyard, I had a little hothouse that I used to raise and take care of all my plants and sell them. And here I don't have a hothouse. So I took a chance and I left all my perennials, including hollies and trees that I had rooted. And they're in the pots outside. Will they survive, you know?
Oh, sure.
Oh,
sure.
Good.
You know, you know one thing that you could do?
What?
Is the thing that will hurt perennials and container plants is if they fill full of water and then it freezes. So that pot becomes a big icicle.
Today because I don't know if there's a drip line around the house or not. I haven't had a chance to go out and inspect it.
Yeah. So
The second question I have is there's space here for a garden, and I'm a farmer from way back. My father had 105 acres, and I want to know where can I get some manure, some aged manure, to put on the ground so that it can get a good start, and I put lime on it because there's a lot of pine needles here.
Yeah, the best thing to do is this. I wanted some manure for my garden, and several years ago, because when we first started gardening, it was all sandy where I live in Kennebunk.
Sure.
And so what I did is down the street from me was, and still is, an Agway. So I went to the Agway and I said to him, do you know anybody that, you know, buys animal feed from you that has cows that are willing to sell some cow manure? And he said, oh, sure, I got a whole bunch of people. So he gave me some names. I made some phone calls and they were thrilled to be able to sell some manure, and we bought in. My garden is about 75 feet by 25 feet.
That's about the size of mine here.
Yeah, and I bought
that I have here that I can utilize.
Yeah, well, I bought in 10 yards, and I had them dump it in the early spring in my garden. And I got my three boys together to help me spread the manure. And I had so much fun because the manure was really ripe. And to watch the expressions of my kids' face when they would put the pitchforks into the pile of manure and spread it. And you could see the heat rise from the manure and the smell was incredible. It took a week for the smell to leave the area, and a couple of neighbors made a comment that in the future they would appreciate if I bought bag manure rather than a truckload of it. But it grew things like you cannot imagine. Any kind of organic matter that you can put into your garden, if you live near the coast, this storm that we're getting today, when the storm is over, tomorrow or the next day or the next day, go to the beach, pick up that seaweed, and just layer it on top of your garden. In the spring, you can till it in, and it will help to make the sand a better part of your garden. Leaves, pine needles, peat moss, chicken manure, horse manure, cow manure. If you've got guinea pigs, you've got rabbits, take all that manure and throw it in there. It's all organic, and it will really help to retain moisture. It will break apart the clay. It will help the sand to hold moisture. It will make your gardens grow. Just make sure, if you're using horse or cow manure, that it is at least 6 months old. If you live, I have a friend that raises llamas, and her llama manure is incredible. I swear the plants are dancing in the garden when she's coming with the wheelbarrow full of llama manure, and the plants just go crazy. Have a great week. We will talk to you next year. How's that? Have a great week, a good new year. Jared, thanks for all your help today, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.